Welcome to the Womb Alchemy Podcast, your source for pulling back the veil on women's health, fertility, motherhood, and feminine spirituality. I'm Sabrina Warania. I'm the founder of Womb Alchemist and the Rose Sciences Mastermind. I'm a certified holistic health coach, womb wellness practitioner, and fertility awareness educator. My mission is to inspire you to step fully into your wild power and sacral sovereignty through body literacy, attuning to your ancestral womb wisdom, remembering your innate moon cycle magic, and liberating your feminine radiance so that you can embody the goddess you truly are. I'm also here to support new and aspiring womb wellness practitioners in expanding their knowledge of women's health and growing their businesses and impact. I offer one-on-one mentorships for women who are ready to heal the root causes of their menstrual, fertility, and reproductive health challenges, and also offer online courses such as the PMS codes and Get Off Birth Control and Step Into Sovereign Womanhood. I'm also a mother of two beautiful little girls. I'm stoked you're here. So today I want to talk about how your hormones are affected when you are stressed out. So how much do you really think about your stress response? Probably not a whole lot. I mean, chronic stress is a major problem in our current world, and not thinking about it is probably actually negatively affecting your health in the long run. And I guess we'll get into all of that. But I'm Sabrina Warania, the goddess alchemist and your hormone coach and yoni love cheerleader, here to support your journey of awakening with all kinds of information on body sovereignty, womb attunement, moon cycle magic, and erotic empowerment using science and the sacred arts. And this is Little Mango joining me today, kicking around in my belly. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. So yeah, let's address stress, because this is a big one. I think we could all agree. When I say stress, you might be thinking about just like external events, like, I don't know, when your parents show up unexpectedly to come visit, or your boss is being a dick, basically when it feels like shit is hitting the fan. But stress is way more than that. It could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be mental, it could just be inflammatory. So, you know, for example, physical stress. That could be something as normal as your regular exercise routine or skipping a meal, which basically the body responds to as stress. You know, so having too much stress is bad. We all know that. But even too little can be problematic because we can even experience stress with things that we actually really enjoy, like sex. So stress essentially means that something that's going on is biologically meaningful to us. So it's not all bad, but chronic, unmitigated stress totally is. And most people are walking around on a daily basis with the chemical equivalent of being chased by like a lion happening inside their bodies, because it was under those kinds of environmental conditions that the human stress response was created in the first place. But there's no lion anymore, and so it's just an evolutionary mismatch. Facts are 75% of Americans have moderate to severe stress, and 43% of U.S. adults suffer adverse negative health effects due to their stress. So what's actually happening in the body when you're under stress, and how is that affecting your hormones? Here's the deep dive. Essentially, the first thing that happens is the stress kicks on your sympathetic nervous system, and that's your fight or flight response, essentially when you start to get that like, I'm freaking out feeling. And that's the first thing that happens. But then your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal, or HPA, which is probably what I'll refer to it from here on out, axis, gets activated. So your brain, hypothalamus, sends a message to your pituitary, which is right under your brain, gland, through a little chemical messenger. And then that sends another message to your adrenals. And that's those organs that hang out right on top of your kidneys. And then they start releasing a hormone called cortisol into your bloodstream. Cortisol does all kinds of things in your body. It modulates inflammation for your immune system. It regulates your blood sugar and your blood pressure. And it redistributes energy that maybe would go into growth or digestion or cell repair into boosting your energy ASAP, so you can like run away from the lion or deal with whatever the stressor is that's coming up. Is cortisol a poison or a medicine? It all depends on the dose. Chronic activation of your HPA axis and cortisol release basically just keeps your body tied up in constant stress management. And when that's happening, it takes away from all kinds of other important activities, like helping you digest your food, supporting your immune system, and addressing inflammation you have in your body. It also increases your risk of having infections, diseases, and gaining weight. So here's typically how it might work. You're feeling stressed. Okay, so your cortisol level rises. If you're like me when you're stressed, you start to have cravings. Maybe you crave sugar, maybe you crave carbs, maybe you're craving salt, maybe it's alcohol. By the way, cortisol basically blocks your willpower. It sends these messages to your neural circuits that are responsible for good decision making. So it actually makes it harder when you're under a cortisol response to say no to those cravings. Good fact. But anyway, so you're feeling stressed, you start having cravings, you end up binging, and now you're tired, but oh, the day's not over, and you have so much you have to do. So you reach for a coffee or an energy drink to keep you going, and that raises your cortisol even more, making you gain weight, among other things. How? Well, basically, when your cortisol gets flowing and your adrenals are telling your thyroid gland to dial down or suppress your thyroid function, and that leads to slower metabolism. And slower metabolism equals weight gain. You know what else excess cortisol does? I almost gave it away. It reduces your body's ability to clear out excess estrogen from your system, which is a major issue if you're dealing with an estrogen dominance problem, which many women are. So we should probably talk about caffeine a little more because caffeine plus high cortisol, and they often go hand in hand, tends to be the most common reason for a slow metabolism and weight gain in women. Caffeine especially is implicated in symptoms like painful fibrocystic breasts, infertility, PMS, hot flashes during menopause, and that's because it stimulates the release of, you guessed it, cortisol, but also excess estrogen, and that will majorly affect your cycle. So how do you know if cortisol is your problem? Okay, I'm going to give you a list of symptoms, and if five or more of these sound like you, you might be dealing with adrenal fatigue from being in chronic stress. So here they are. You might want to write these down or tally them up. Trouble getting out of bed in the morning or feeling super exhausted first thing when you wake up. Fatigue or low energy throughout the day. At night, feeling wired or tired but having difficulty getting to sleep. Craving sugar, salt, carbs. Getting sick very frequently. Having acne or other skin problems. Hormonal imbalances like PMS, tender breasts, or other menopausal symptoms. Feeling really irritable and anxious. Having a low libido. Getting all brain foggy or just having poor memory. Gaining weight around your waist specifically. Indigestion issues or acid reflux. And there's more, but if five or more of those sound like you, you probably need to address the stress you have going on. This was me for sure for like a long time and majorly contributed to my hormone imbalances. And luckily I made some dietary, but mostly lifestyle changes that significantly lowered my day-to-day stress levels. Honestly, many of the changes that I made were like more about removing stressors from my life. And that's things like toxic people, long commutes, my addiction to being super busy and productive all the time. And I tried to replace those with things like better company, more time in nature, and just basically slowing down my lifestyle. A big part, honestly, for Americans, I feel like, is letting go of the belief that we need to like run and hustle every day to be successful, and therefore, oh, we can be happy and rest. So yeah, limiting caffeine, sure, will make a big difference, and I do recommend it. But, you know, understanding maybe what you might be addicted, why you might have become addicted to the caffeine in the first place, maybe the idea that you need to be a superwoman could actually help a lot more. Like, a lot of the work that I do with women is really around helping understand the root cause of these hormonal issues. And oftentimes, it's much deeper than just the physical symptoms. Sometimes it's like an unconscious or like culturally programmed belief about who we're supposed to be in the world and what that's supposed to look like, and that can be what's running the show. So I like to help women connect with their feminine essence, that part of us that knows how to trust life, flow with its cycles, so that we can slow down and rest and heal. and prioritize our self-care instead of go, do-do-doing our way basically to an early grave. So if you're interested, feel free to message me for a hormone strategy session. In the meantime, take care. Life goes by super quick, and we don't want to be so stressed that we miss out.
Thank you so much for listening to the Womb Alchemy podcast. Make sure that you check out my website for access to resources, courses, and other ways to work with me at sabrinaurania.com. Take a screenshot and tag me in your IG stories, and each month you'll be entered into a drawing to win a free womb attunement session. Till next time.